Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is KAARLC. My name is Cal, and I'm located in Gahanna. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next in-person meeting is slightly up for debate. It will either be on November 14th or November 21st. November 21st being the night before Thanksgiving, we're sort of guessing that most people don't want to come. So look for an announcement to come out for the actual date. The meeting takes place at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be 7:30 p.m. The Franklin County Amateur and Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater. I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KA8RLC. Hearing nothing of emergency priority traffic, which is always a good sign, I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements, or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KA8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo. Kevin.
As you, Kevin, KD8IIB. Any other stations with announcements or traffic for this evening's net, please call K8RLC. I will have a couple for later in the net for discussion. I will now take check-ins using the quadrant system, dividing the Franklin County using Interstate 70 and 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4. At this time, are there any stations north of I-70 and east of I-71? In the northeast quadrant, north of I-70, east of I-71. Please call KA8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, John.
8 Kilo 8, Uniform Bravo, Hugh.
Kilo Delta 8, India Oscar November, Patrick.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Papa, Bob.
Stand by. Let me get this first list out. KD8RTP, Bob. NAPVC, I mean, KD8RTP, John. Mine's slipping already. NAPVC, John also. K8UB, Hugh. KD8ION, Patrick. And KD8SYP, there's the Bob. Any other stations, Northeast Quadrant, please call. Let's move on to the southeast quadrant. That will be south of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call KA8RLC.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Is Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey, Mike, AB8MW.
Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha November, W3CAN, Jim.
Stand by, have Lynn, KD8SYT, Phil, KB8YVI, Mike, AB8MW, and Jim, W3CAN. Any other stations in the southeast quadrant? Hearing nothing, we'll move to the southwest, south of I-70, west of I-71. Please call KA8RLC.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Yankee, KD8W2Y, Denny.
HVX, somebody I think doubled with Mark at the beginning. Please try again.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8W2Y, Denny.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob.
Denny, KD8WQY, and Bob, W8RWR, I've got you both. Bob, your signal is very, you're solid. Audio's there, but it's very weak audio. Any other stations, southwest quadrant, please call. Okay, I guess we'll move on to the northwest, north of I-70, west of I-71. Please call KA8RLC.
Kilo 6, Hotel, Romeo Uniform. Bruce.
November 8, Victor, Juliet Foxtrot. Mark.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, November Whiskey. Brian.
Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank, KWB.
Okay, I've got K6HRU, Bruce, N8VJF, Mark, KE8ANW, Brian, and K8OVP, Frank. Any other stations in the northwest quadrant, please call.
Whiskey 8, Radio, Victor. W8RV, Ken.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Whiskey X-ray. This is Troy.
W8RV and Troy, K8DWX, have you both in. One last call, Northwest Quadrant. Please call K8RLC. Okay, we'll now go for anyone inside or outside Franklin County who would like to check in. Please call at this time, K8RLC. 8RLC.
Whiskey 8 Zulu Alpha Romeo, W8CAR.
Alpha Charlie Kristen B2KT.
Okay, got W8ZAR and KB2KAC Kristen. Any other stations, please call. Okay, hearing none, we'll go back and go to the announcement phase. And Kevin, why don't you start it off, KD8IIB.
Hey, Cal, I'll do that. Upcoming NETS. Didn't hear Gail on here tonight, but next week on October 31st, Halloween, will be Gail. November 7th, KE8ANW, Brian, who I hear on here tonight. November 14th, KD8PHG, Richard. And we'll leave it at that for now since we don't know for sure what's going on in November. With that, back to you, Cal, KD8IIB.
Okay. With that, I will give one more call. Any additional check-ins for this evening, please call KA8RLC. Okay. At this time, I would normally throw out upcoming events, and we do have one coming up this Friday evening. I sent a one call now email out, even though it said it was from Kevin, it was really from me. It went out, and I will say the response has been less than overwhelming. In fact, it's been zero. So putting out a definite plea for a help for the Light the Night walk that is centered around Arch Park or McPherson Commons this Friday night for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We need some communicators on scene between 5 and 5:30, and you should wrap up your time around 8 o'clock. Is there anyone on net that would like to volunteer to help with that event this Friday night? Please call KA8RLC.
Oscar Vic, KWP, can do.
Frank, anyone else?
WQY.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Mike, November Mark.
KB2KAC.
W3CAN.
X.
I got K8OVP, KB8YMN, Kristen, I keep getting your prefix messed up, but I've got you down, I've got Jim down, and Denny's got you down. Anyone else, please, we still need three or four more people to help. Please call K8RLC.
K8DWX, query?
Go ahead, Troy.
I'm just wondering, what time is that?
What they've asked for is some help just working with the officials or the administrative staff getting the set up of their tables, the food tables and other stuff down in McPherson Commons. Last year, because they're scattered around the park there, they're like, you know, shouting from one side of the park to the other side of the park, hey, anyone got any more plates or stuff like that? So they wanted to have just some communicators to make things easier, and that way everybody could hear what was going on. They asked for like 5:30-ish, and it's really just through the setup phase and stuff there, which should kick off and be done by, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Does that help?
Yeah, that sounds okay for me. I can jump onto that that hay ride.
KE8DWX.
Thank you, Troy. Anyone else, please call KA8RLC.
KD8RTP.
Thank you, John. Okay, well, I thank those of you who volunteered tonight. That'll help some. Said we still use a couple more. So if anyone else is interested, please get in contact with me. I will get information out sometime tomorrow as for the better details exactly what's going on. That, once again, this is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is KARLC. And are there any additional check-ins for the net this evening? Please call. Okay, again, hearing nothing there for additional check-ins. I guess we'll open it up. I think there was an event that we had on Sunday that a few of us were involved in. I think, in fact, just about everybody on the list was involved in. So with that, I will open it up now for any questions or discussions about Marathon, or, you know, issues you have or something you want me to pass on in my after-action report to the Marathon Committee. From my point of view, as I said, I sent out an email Sunday night. Everyone did an excellent job. Everyone showed up this year. Everyone appeared to be on location at a reasonable time in relationship to their closing time. We did have, as I think, some open mic issues. I think we figured out where that came from. So that's good. Hope we've all learned a lesson from that. And had a few other, you know, little things of, gee, is this one really at this corner or is it there? So with that, I will throw it open now for anyone with any comments. Please call K8RLC.
NAPVC, I have a question for those that participated.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, and I'm curious about reporting hours and those things into ARES Connect. I've gotten a couple comments from some issues, and if there are any other ones, I'd be happy to either address them now or take an email for anybody that had issues.
Pete?
RTP, I believe that was you. Go ahead with PVC.
Yeah, John, when I went in to log in hours, I got a server error. I copied it and saved it. I went back in, signed on through the Ohio ARES link, and I got into the site, and initially it said Nationwide Children's Hospital. I put in hours, and it said invalid hours. I cleared that, tried to re-enter it, and the Nationwide Children's Hospital disappeared.
Okay. Were there partial hours involved, like half an hour or something like that?
No, it was, I just entered 7 hours.
Okay. Mine went pretty well. I didn't have any issues at all putting my hours in. But I'll check on that as well and let you know.
Copy that. KD8RTP, clear.
BC.
NAPVC, John, I will say that I received an email thanking me for working the event and then said, you know, click here to enter your hours. I clicked, I put in 8 hours, and it seemed to take it fine. So I would say I had no issues with it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I got that email and just clicked on the link, and it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that was the initial link that I clicked on to enter ours, and that's where I got a server error.
I'll see what I can find out on that. Appreciate it, John. NAPBC.
RTP.
Okay, well, that starts out the discussion. New system, counting hours and stuff there, still in its infancy, and, of course, having some little bugs to it, but we'll get them worked out. Anyone else with any comments or discussion on Marathon from this past week?
YVI.
KBAYVI, go ahead, Phil.
On the logging your hours, we were able to log in and get it where it say accepted, and we got the thing appreciation note. But then when we went in the next day to verify the hours, it's had us with 0 hours.
Phil, have you tried done it again or tried it again?
I've tried 2 different days now. I haven't tried tonight yet, but I've tried twice.
Okay. I'll see what I can find out on that as well. NAPBC.
RWR.
KE8ANW to net control. I have a question.
Hey, Brian, I was just going to call you and ask you how you survived in the back of the truck, but go ahead with your question.
Well, I did survive. It was cold, but there were people colder than I was out there. I was pretty well dressed for it, other than my toes got cold. If I did that again, I would wear my winter boots as opposed to my rain boots. But I put my hours in, and then I went back in to look just like Phil did, and it does not give me any total hours for a month, and I should have had hours for the does the in-person meeting, does it count as hours or not? That was my ultimate question. KE8ANW.
This is NAPBC. The meeting hours don't show up. There are no hours associated with meetings. I am looking at the list of hours for the marathon. And Brian, I see hours for you. And I see hours for RTP. Most people have hours. There's maybe 5 people that don't have hours associated with them. You have hours associated with you as well, as does Lynn.
W8RW.
I did have one other question, KE8ANW. For the hunger walk, crop walk, were we allowed to put in hours for it or not? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, there should have been. You should have been able to enter hours for that as well.
Copy. I'll look into that. Thank you.
NAPBC.
W8RWR.
This is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Evening Net. Net control station is K8RLC. Any additional check-ins at this time?
W8RWR comment.
Go ahead, Bob. You sound much better.
Yeah, on reporting hours, I thought I put mine in easy. I thought it was pretty easy. And on the marathon, I just thought I'd turn in my 2 cents. I thought we had too many open mics. W8RWR.
Hey, Bob, thank you for that. Yes, I mean, we know one of the open mic situations was caused by some malfunctioning equipment that got straightened out during the event, so that thing cleared things up, and then there were just a couple other little issues which we'll not discuss here tonight. With that, again, I'll ask any other additional comments or questions about Marathon. Please call K8RLC.
W3CAN.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was on station with the marginally confused Med 10-3 for the marathon, and just wanted to reflect on the fact real quick for passing along to the marathon staff that somebody really needs to get in there and check the inventory on those medical supplies. We had moldy Vaseline and other shortages, and we ended up being okay, but that was in part on the charity of some nearby residents who donated some Vaseline and stuff like that. So it would be worth passing along to the medical director to make sure that they get a better inventory done on those beforehand next year.
But I will definitely pass that one on. I know on one of the email description things I received, they gave them an inventory list, but they seemed to indicate that those things were all stocked in the kits when they picked up, and this is what to expect in your kit. So I will definitely pass that on. Any other comments, please call K8RLC. Hearing none, which I guess could be considered a good thing, so everything went smooth. I'll do one last call for additional check-ins this evening. Please call K8RLC.
NYAD.
Station calling, can you please repeat?
November Yankee 8, Echo.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Lawrence.
How are you? Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about the net, so I just able to check in now, and I've missed everything that happened up until now. But on my end, everything went pretty smooth.
I guess I should clear your view. Were you able to find parking okay?
Yeah, actually, there was a loading dock that was closed, so I just pulled in there, and I had no problem at all.
Very good. I knew we'd work things out. With that, I was saying one last call. Any additional stations checking in or comments, please call K8RLC.
K8RTP with a comment.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Cal, I just wanted to put it out there that I thought the packet that we received with information and so on was par excellence. You've done a great job on doing those last several years, and keep up the good work. It's K8RTP.
Thank you for that, John. Yes, I sort of go on. This is the stuff that I want to know when I'm working an event and everything, so I just sort of put it out there the way I want it and try not to overwhelm everybody with excess materials. But thank you for the compliment.
NAPVC.
Yes, John.
So those signs we had for our cars, those really work out very well. When you roll up and there's a policeman there, you just tell him what you want to do and where you want to go, and boom, you're good to go.
Yeah, that's one. A few years back, they actually had some from the marathon, and then I generated up that one, well, 3 or 4 years ago, and of doing it. Obviously, I need to upgrade the artwork with the logo, but it still works for what we need.
Yes, it does. And, yeah, if we can make a couple corrections on that thing, that'll be excellent. And again, it worked very well. N8 PVC.
Okay, hearing nothing else this evening, we will go ahead and close the net. I thank everyone there for participating this evening, and for all of you that were out at Marathon, again, a very big thank you for your help. And also, if anyone else thinks they can help with light tonight, this Friday night, please give me a call or email. I'd appreciate it. And with that, I will say this is K8RLC, and I'll return the repeater back over to normal amateur operations. K8RLC, and I'll be clear.
I got 24 check-ins, and I'm going to guess 30 or 31 minutes, somewhere around there.
In 31 minutes.
Okay, thank you. KD8, IIB.
KD8, RLC.